This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point in negotiations over the looming debt crisis in the U.S., even as President Joe Biden says a deal is very close. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
President Joe Biden's optimism came as the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default was pushed back to June 5th. That seemed likely to drag negotiations between the White House and Republicans over raising the debt ceiling into another frustrating week. Both sides have suggested one of the main holdups is the GOP effort to boost work requirements, which Democrats have strenuously opposed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
President Tayyip Erdogan has defied forecasts of his political demise in Turkey's elections, rallying voters with a potent mix of religious conservatism and nationalism that looks set to propel his rule into a third decade on Sunday. Though he has yet to clinch victory, Erdogan must first beat a rival in Sunday's runoff. His momentum has only grown since he emerged with a solid lead in the first round on May 14th. Ukraine's defense ministry said Russia was planning to simulate a major accident at a nuclear power station controlled by pro-Moscow forces to try and thwart a long-planned Ukrainian counteroffensive to retake territory occupied by Russia. The Zaporizhia plant, which lies in an area of Russian-occupied southern Ukraine, is Europe's biggest nuclear power station, and the area has been repeatedly hit by shelling that both sides blame each other for. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of the Rwandan genocide's most wanted remaining suspects, accused of ordering the death of 2,000 people hiding in a church, has denied any involvement, though he said he was sorry for the 1994 killings. On the run for two decades, Fulgence Kayashima was arrested on Wednesday under a false name on a grape farm in South Africa, where, according to a prosecutor, fellow refugees gave him up. Two suspected Chinese agents have been charged in the U.S. with bribery to disrupt an anti-communist group, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal authorities have arrested two suspected Chinese government agents in connection with an alleged plot by Beijing to disrupt and ultimately topple the exiled anti-communist Falun Gong spiritual movement. John Chin and Lin Fong were charged in an indictment unsealed Friday with scheming to revoke a New York-based Falun Gong organization's tax-exempt status and paying bribes to an undercover officer posing as a U.S. tax agent. Prosecutors say evidence includes wiretapped conversations. The Justice Department has made a series of prosecutions in recent years to disrupt China's efforts in the U.S. to identify, locate, and silence critics and pro-democracy activists. I'm Norman Hall.
In the U.S. state of Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill limiting gender identity instruction. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Teachers in Iowa will be banned from raising issues about sexual orientation or gender identity to students through the sixth grade. Governor Reynolds says this puts parents in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. The law also means the removal of all books depicting sex acts from school libraries. Religious books would be exempt. Also, school administrators would be required to notify parents if students ask to change their pronouns or names. Keenan Crow with the LGBTQ equity group One Iowa says this legislation punches down on a vulnerable group of kids and it benefits no one. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States and allies have rebuked Kosovo for escalating tensions with Serbia, saying the use of force to install mayors in ethnic Serb areas undermined efforts to improve troubled relations with neighboring Serbia. Serbia's president placed the army on full combat alert and ordered units to move closer to the border following clashes on Friday between Kosovan police and protesters opposed to the ethnic Albanian mayors. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.